وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
You're watching The Mailbox. We have a website that's called islammailbox.com. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. We've just received an email asking the question about whether or not women can pluck or pull the hair out of their face. We've had similar questions in the past. The answer is that unless there's a reason for this, we don't alter our appearances, especially like plucking the eyebrows to make them higher, things like that. This is not permitted in Islam, but you can get more answers on our website about this. Reba is the next one that just came in here, asking about interest, usury, and things like that. The answer is absolutely stay away from it. You can find more information about this in the Quran itself, chapter 2, verses 276 through 280, I think it is. But you'll find it on our website as well. And here's one that just came in asking about Jesus. Who is Jesus to the Muslims? I hear that you Muslims believe in Jesus, but what is it you believe about him? You don't believe he's the Christ. You don't believe he's the Logos. You don't believe that he is the Son of Man. Actually, yes, we do. Those are all things that we believe. We believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. First of all, his name is Isa. Jesus is an Anglicanized way to pronounce his name. Second of all, he is the Christ. That's a translation of the word Messihi to the Koine Greek, and we do believe in him as the Messiah or Messihi. We believe him as the Logos. Logos means the Word of God. He is the Kalamatullah. Allah spoke the Word, and he became in existence. And we do believe that Jesus is, in fact, the Son of Man, as he says. And this is very important to understand. He is just as all human beings are. We're all the Son of Man. We're the Son of Adam, not the sons of God. As far as him being the Son of God, that's a subject that we've talked about in other programs as well. But in fact, this doesn't really make sense that God has to have a son. Because if you say that, then who is the Father of God? And then who would be his children, and where's his wife, and who's his mother? And then is he going to have more children later, and who's going to be his grandfather or grandson? It doesn't really work if you try to compare God to human beings. And certainly this is a mistake that's kind of entered into some of the other religions. Islam insists, lam yulid wa lam yulad, that there isn't, God is not having a father, and he's not having any sons. This is a critical part of Islam. And we have another one coming in here. A sister is asking the question about, can I show my hair to non-Muslim women? We've had that one before. Yes, you can. You can. It's the men that you concern yourself about, non-mahram men, that you don't show off your body, your hair, and your beauty to. And that kind of wraps up our program for today. But go to our website, islammailbox.com. Check out more of the answers there. And send us your question. We really want to know at the mailbox. And until next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.